Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Hot Rick Max in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right overlooking the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captains Gavin Harbour and Matt Brawla from Captains Concepts. And, of course, Matt runs the San Diego along with Captain Ryan Bostian. And Gavin, of course, runs the Pacific Queen. Now, does anybody else run it but you?
Drew.
Once in a while, Drew runs
it. Occasionally,
I kind of threw that out just to give Drew a hard time.
He comes out of retirement,
right?
And then my relief operator is Billy Santiago.
Okay, great. Yeah, so
Drew makes an occasional cameo.
Yeah, he comes once in a while, once or twice a year. Just make sure he knows how to park the boat.
We like to give him a hard time.
You guys are in a serious maintenance project right now with the boat.
Yeah, you know, we've been...
Maintenance maybe isn't the word, like upgrade maybe is the word.
We've been quiet for a while, but we've been, the whole crew, I just watched them right now, they're walking down the boat, they're about 5 minutes late, but I'm not there. But yeah, you know, we wrapped up our last trip. We came back to San Diego the day before Thanksgiving on a Wednesday, and we hauled the boat out in the boatyard on Monday, and we haven't stopped. You know,
wow.
We're there, you know, 5 to 7 days a week. We completely refurbished our whole stateroom area, top to bottom. I mean, like, from everything.
You're not talking you put new wallpaper up. Like,
No. We
literally chainsawed it out of there.
We took out the floor, the supports for the floor, the air conditioning. Literally every piece of, like, you walk down to the boat right now, every piece of wood that you see is brand new. Brand new.
Wow.
And all our systems, the bunks are bigger. We were able to make one stateroom area a little bit bigger. All new bunk pads, ceiling, walls, floors, literally everything that you could imagine in there is going to be all brand new for this year.
That's awesome.
Wow. That'll be starting April 1st, you said?
Yeah, April 1st.
That's the target?
Yeah. No, April 1st, we're running.
You're running. No matter what.
No target, you're going there.
Yeah, we may not have doors on our rooms down there, but we'll be fishing.
That's awesome.
And, of course, Matt, San Diego's running today. First day of the season, right?
Oh, yeah. Ryan's out there right now.
So hopefully we'll hear from him catching yellowtail as the season goes on. So speaking of finding out what's fishing, let's go on the catch report here.
You got it, man. It's time for that fishdope.com report today. Sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the brand new sizes of Gamakatsu Nautilus, the number 2s and number 4s, perfect for finicky yellowfin and bluefin from the Nautilus Light Wire, the regular Nautilus, and the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size wire gauge on a circle hook can be key, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks, you have the choice and the confidence that you're using the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at selected tackle stores. Let's find out what's going on with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Gavin, Matt. What a fantastic show, man. I'm having a blast listening to you guys talking fishing over there.
Thanks, Mark.
It's awesome. So here we are, guys. You know, it's almost mid-March, a week away from the official start of spring. Thank goodness. It feels like it. You know, the sun's getting a little higher, days longer, a little warmer, which feels good to me. I love it. And more importantly, a little more signal out there on the water over Catalina. A little sprinkle of sea bass just about everywhere now, it seems like. You know, Backside East is getting most of the headlines. Backside West has definitely had some fish. Haven't heard much from the back middle there, but that'll be coming soon. And there's still a dab of bait to be made on the front side in the Isthmus, kind of in that lion head sector like that. And then Backside East from the V's to Silver Canyon to Salta Verde like that, there's scattered squid in there also. And for a little bonus, if you guys are fishing up Bonitas on the front side, there's been some of that nicer, greater early season yellowtail mixed in with that. So that island's definitely starting to wake up from the wintertime doldrums over at San Clemente. Finally starting to get some coverage and some worthy reports. There's been a little bit of bait to be made backside west outside the dunes there, 18, 20 fathoms like that. And a little bit of good grade yellow mixed in with it. A couple different catches have been made. And with a few more boats today, I I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some more of that, and hopefully they scratch out a sea bass or two. It's time for that stuff to be in that sector also. You also want to keep an eye if you do get over there in that Pyramid Cove, Caves area like that. There's been bait there on and off, and I wouldn't be surprised there's a few yells and sea bass hanging out in that sector also. Hope they do find them, though, because this little weather window we got is going to be slamming shut here pretty soon again for a few days.
Springtime.
Got a lot of wind here this spring. Yeah, it's going to blow again.
Yeah.
And then along the coast, you know, not a whole lot going on. The cods are snapping pretty well, of course. Bass fishing's been a little on the slow side with the way the water temperature dropped after that last wind. But the good news is we're starting to see a little bit of that tanker-grade sea bass moving in along the kelp lines. It's time for that. It's springtime coming. And there's been some good ones around, so that's a whole new dimension. And then offshore, I know we got a little bit of exploratory coverage out there looking around. I know there's at least one boat on that edge that's kind of outside and below the 390 down toward the 213. Those are early season albacore areas from back in the old days, so no telling what they might find, but hopefully they get on some of that bluefin that's been around and starts biting, and that would be a great dimension to add into these reports here because, man, we love talking about them bluefin tunas. So that's
yes,
this
we
week's
do.
Report. Lots of optimism.
Yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com has all the stuff. They get it from Mark and all the guys here. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I got a question for your CalStar fishing pole expert sitting next to you there, Pete. Ricky,
yeah.
Have you ever looked into an 875 MH? I noticed in their blank catalog they offer that. And I just wondered if you'd ever pulled on one of those.
So, yeah, 875 is a cool series. And, like, the history
yep.
of the 875s came out of Fisherman's Landing.
No kidding.
Yeah, this was, like, the previous generation of Guadalupe fishing, like the time before it was shut down and then reopened again. And, as you know, the 875 series is a 7.5-foot bait rods, and they originally we used to custom make them starting with an 800 heavy, and we would chop down a little bit from the tip and a little bit from the butt section, that 8-foot rod to a 7.5, a little easier for guys to hang on to. That was like in the crossover time when certainly not everything was fished on the rail, but was kind of starting to go that route, and it's just a very cool, you know, I would call it moderately fast tapered 7-foot bait rod. And the 875H was the first of the series because it was made from an 800H blank. And then now it has extended to an 875XH, which is the next step up, which is more of like a 50-60 pound rod. And then down below, the MH would be more of like a 40-50 pound rod. But it's
rail
just,
rods?
I would call it a very general purpose 7.5. It's a CalStar. You know, you
okay.
can do
whatever
you can do anything
want.
With a graphiter, and but not like the 4 series that are super fast tapered. It's just I would call it a fast to moderately fast tapered 7.5-foot rod, and the 875 MH is just the same thing. It's a chopped down version of an 800 MH, just down to 7.5. But a very cool rod for sure.
You better order some blanks, Mark.
It's almost impossible, but yeah, I'm looking for something just about like that. But yeah, CalStar, they're getting better, thank goodness, and as are some of the other ones. But man, I'm just that CalStar guy. I just love that stuff, you know.
It's hard, yeah, it's hard not to be, man. No doubt about
best.
It. It's tough because Mark said it best. You know, they're CalStar is, you know, the entire rod factory, as with several others, like. It's a half a dozen people that make all of those rods. I mean, the whole process from, you know, starting with a flat piece of fabric, you know, graphite and fiberglass to a, you know, to rolling and baking and trimming and sanding and wrapping and finishing. Like, it's so much work, and it's just not a lot of people, and they're just, it's tough because just like Mark said, it's a CalStar, man. What do you say? They're just so, so nice. But yeah, they're not easy to get right now, but like Mark said, they are definitely starting to trickle in better and better and better each week.
Cool. Hey, Mark, thanks for the report and the question, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, thanks, Mark. All right, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth, you know that guy, Marcos? The guy on the radio?
Yeah, I've seen him before.
Yeah, you've seen him before.
He's probably just wiping his brow from how the busy morning was checking the old San Diego in this morning.
Oh, yeah, they do an awesome job of getting us off the dock there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, while we're waiting for Marcos to roll in for the catch report, we got a great text came through. Said, I'd like to ask the captains from Captain's Concepts, what gear should a prepared angler be on for these early season trips, both the full day and the day and a half, over the next month before the fleet really dials in on the fishing? How do we cover our bases? That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
So for full day fishing, early season yellowtail fishing, like you said, you're going to need a yo-yo rod. That's going to be your main setup. That'll double as a rock cod setup. You could always bring a 25, 30 pound live bait rod in case they're boiling around or fishing shallow water rockfish, and a surface iron rod. You never leave home without that. And that basically covers you there. You could fish a dropper loop on that yo-yo rod, and you can fish the yo-yo jig, and that's going to cover you when we're yellowtail fishing early season.
If you're going on like a day and a half, 3-day trip fishing offshore, if it's anything like the last few years, you can expect some sort of bluefin tuna and some kelp yellowtail. So I would say from the bottom, a 25-pound live bait setup, that'll have you covered for smaller size bluefin and any real kelp yellowtail that we're going to see. Up from there, a 40 or 50 pound rod, and you could use that to for fly lining for mid-sized fish, 40 to 60 pounders. You could have if you have a rod set up for 40 or 50 pound with Spectra, you can adjust your top shot. From even 35 to 50 pound can basically be the same setup if you're going simple. A 60 pound rod would be a good one to have, and that would be good for either fishing lures during the daytime, whether it's a Colt Sniper or a 6X Junior. That could also be a good setup to use for sinker rig fishing for whatever size fish, whether it's mid-grade or even bigger ones, a 60-pound outfit. And then a real heavy rod, and that's going to be for if we see any nighttime fishing for whatever size fish, a 100, 130-pound outfit with a variety of heavy nighttime fishing lures, 300-gram heavy lures to fish at night. That would cover your bases right now. Especially, these trips that are going out that, who knows. I know the first couple offshore trips are looking around today, so we'll see what size fish they see. I've heard of some skiffs seeing some 50-pound fish. I know the Mexican seiners got their quota, which means if they got their quota this early, I'm sure there's big ones around. I don't know if they're in our zone yet, but there's bigger fish around. So that's the simple, basic, cover your ground setup is what I would bring if I was leaving on a day-and-a-half trip tonight.
So last year, April 1st, there were fish around. When you fire up the Pacific Queen April 1st, you expect to catch fish?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right.
I mean, hard to be crystal ball, but I mean, it could happen, right?
For us, the last couple of years, we weren't the first boat to get rolling because, we do these big maintenance projects every year to better the boat. So we kind of, I'd say the rough work was done. The guys had already located an area for us to fish, which is probably going to happen here. It seems like there's more interest in fishing. Boats are getting out on the weekends. Guys are, sick of sitting on the couch. They want to get out there and start fishing again. So hopefully before we start running that there's some guys catching, but if not, then we'll look at what we do. Yeah.
I got a question. When you talked about your last big outfit, that 130-pound outfit, is that a, what would the typical rod or reel be? Because 130-pound could be a 50 wide these days, or it could be a, it could be a Talica 20, and everything in between, a reel that fits in the palm of your hand but is real strong, or a real big, heavy framed, international Tiagra type thing. What's an ideal setup?
So for me on the Pacific Queen, the last couple years, last 3 years, we've done an enormous amount of fishing at night. I'd say last season from when we started fishing until probably August, I'd say 60% of the tuna we caught at least was when the sun was down.
Wow.
So
better than half.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. There was trips where if you didn't catch your fish by the time the sun came up on your, on your first day, you were sweating, uh-oh, this is going to be a long day, until the sun goes down and you're like, oh man, sun's finally down, we can catch something again.
Crazy.
So, if you're an avid bluefin fisherman or an avid offshore fisherman nowadays, you basically have to have a rod that is for fishing at night. It's not like, oh, I use this for trolling and then I use it for this, So my rod that I use that I fish at night with is a CalStar 775XH, and I have a Talica 25 on it. And that's, I feel like, the perfect size reel to where we've caught 300-pounders on it, so I know it can handle that. We've caught hundreds of 200-pounders on it, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not a giant 50-wide to where it's uncomfortable to fish.
Right.
You know, the free spool on it is incredible, so I could get my lure down there very fast, which I think is important. And it's something that I could fish for half the night and not feel
not
like
wear
I
yourself
was,
out.
Yeah, not be completely worn out in the morning. So, you know, hooking a fish on a 50-wide or something, when you get a bite, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, nice. But, you know, a lot of the time when you're fishing, is you're not pulling on a fish, you know. So being comfortable before you get a bite is important to me as well. So the Talica 25 is, I think, the perfect nighttime fishing.
Perfect, because it's got the power and it can handle a big fish.
Yeah, and it's also still small enough to where it's comfortable to fish, as well as, you know, light and free spools extremely well.
Yeah.
That's good dope.
All right. Hey, let's continue our catch course. The man on the radio, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
I tried to get some bad words out of Rolla from you, but he had nothing but praise. So we've been trying. We've been trying to get some kind of dirt on you, Marcos, but we got nothing.
There's no dirt.
I mean, you've been trying for, like, 20 years now?
25, yeah.
Come on. Well, good half-day fishing. I'll give you some dirt here, some dirt on the fishing there. Very good half-day fishing, very good bottom fishing on there, about what you'd expect going into March here. But as I'm sure you've talked about this morning, big news, San Diego back out running today, headed down the coast there, and we're waiting to hear from them to see how that goes. And both of those trips, the half-days into San Diego, are online through the month here. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got those half-day schedules up there. We got the San Diego schedules up there. Definitely worth making reservations ahead of time if the last couple seasons have been any kind of indication. And we've talked about this before, at least at the start of the season here, you're going to need your passport. So definitely have that. And we always talk about this, too. It's like, those passports are good for 10 years. You definitely want to grab that because you never know where the fishing is going to be. You know, we may have 1 year where it's nothing but fishing the islands. So definitely worth missing a trip there to get that passport and be ready to go for the next 10 years there. And, yeah, I wish I had more for you guys to say, but I don't know what else to talk about really there. The half-day fishing's great. San Diego's back in action. We got some great weather. I mean, what else do you guys want? Baseball's back. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, it all going. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, C4 Sport Fishing, always a great place to go, both half and three and full day or overnight trips. And Marcos, I have no bad dope about you. You always done a great job, no matter what Ricky says.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all know Ricky, so he's always got something to say.
I mean, I got nothing but praise. That's the second best office staff in all of sport fishing. I mean, really good.
No, we've got you on record too many times saying we have the best office staff. Nobody's going to believe that.
That is the truth. What can I say? I can't lie about that.
Sure.
Best office staff, second best tackle shop.
There we go. We'll give that. Until Dustin agrees to be back on the show, we're going to let him defend himself from now on.
That sounds good, Marcos. Well, a great job. Certainly some good fishing going on. Get through a little spat of weather here. We'll get right back after it. Great report. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to talk to you, book a trip going fishing out of Seaforth.
Seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations straight online there. If you want to call and make a reservation or have any questions, feel free to call the office, 619-224-3383. Follow us on all the socials at Seaforth Landing. And you can always come down, visit us in person, get your gear set up, make a reservation, and get out on the boat.
Great job, Marcos. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, you can buy their smoked and jerkied fish, the spices rub, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burgers, that amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Let's phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
We're going to talk to Corey. Corey's called us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, Corey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great to hear you this morning. Gavin, Matt, good to have you on. Quick comment about Captain Contest. I'm a subscriber. It's a subscription service, so it costs money. But I can, you know, personally attest to the fact that it saves you a lot of money, not only from the good stuff you get, like you've been hearing them talk about this morning, but the way these guys talk about things on Captain Contest and the videos they show, they dial you in on what you need and, more importantly, what you don't need, so you don't waste a bunch of money on gear that you don't need. So I just wanted to pass that along to anybody who's thinking about it. It's a great service. I really enjoy being on there and seeing the stuff that they have to share with us. And then my question is for both the guys, what is your pedigree? Where did you guys come up through the industry, come up on the boats? Share with us a little bit about that.
Well, I actually started working at Fisherman's Landing in the rental room when I was 13, I think, and that's basically where it started. I started fishing on the San Diego, New Seaforth, and all those boats out of Seaforth and over here in Point Loma. And I just got to the point where I wanted to do something different, and I asked Booger if I could get a job, and I was there the next day, and I've been there ever since.
Wow.
I think that's so cool.
10 years ago.
Yeah, like your entire career working on the boat has been on the San Diego.
Yeah.
Again, arguably the boat that runs more than just about any boat in San Diego all the time, and yeah, the whole career has been there.
Yeah, I'm there a lot.
I love it, man. Yeah. I think that's great.
And then, me, kind of the same deal, but I started in Oceanside, just going fishing on half-day boats and stuff, and then, went from the going fishing to, hey, you scrub the boat, you come for free tomorrow. And, oh, heck yeah, that's a great deal.
That's a good deal.
Doing that, and then I got a job down here on the Sea Venture 80. I worked there until I was, I think, 20. So a few seasons on there. I actually ran the Sea Venture 80 when I was 19, like right when I got my captain's license.
Yeah.
And then transferred over to the Pacific Queen, and I've been running the Pacific Queen for, I think this will be my 7th year running the boat pretty much full time. And I bought into the boat, I think, around 4 years ago when I was...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I've been a partial owner for, I think, 4 years now, around four
Excellent.
Years.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. And I think, Corey, you really hit the nail on the head on the captain's concepts at $25 a month is going to save you a heck of a lot more at the tackle shop, right? Sorry, Ricky.
No, it's the truth. I mean, we're the same way. Like, I would rather a guy come in and buy... We always feel that same way, too. Like, upselling a guy never builds you a customer. You know, if you can talk somebody out of buying the wrong thing and just sell them what they need, you'll have a customer for life. And if you take advantage of a guy that doesn't know and sell him a whole bill of goods, you might make $50 one time, but if you save him $40 and only get him what he needs, you're going to have that customer for the rest of your life. I completely agree with what Corey said. I think smart.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text from Mike in San Diego. Love fishing both the Pacific Queen and the San Diego. I've learned so much from Matt and Gavin fishing on the San Diego and Pacific Queen. Can't imagine all that info that I can learn on their site. My question is, when they're not driving the boat, what type of fishing do they like to do? Good question.
We probably both agree fishing at the Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. I like
really.
Yeah, catching the yellowtail on the service iron.
Yeah. There's nothing better
than
that.
So you're driving a skiff or whatever out to the Coronado Islands. That's your
I go on a skiff or I'll fish on the San Diego.
Oh, yeah. San Diego. I'd fish from that, right?
Yeah. I go bass fishing a lot. Largemouth bass fishing.
Largemouth. Yeah. I was going to say a lot of captains like to go largemouth bass fishing.
Mexico guy, local guy.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We actually just got back from El Salto with me and Ryan.
It's
always
you were
a good
with Ryan
time.
On that trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always good.
It's always fun down there.
Cool. All right. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about Sam from Irvine up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, my question is for fishing yellowtail on the heavy jigs. You guys talked about it a little bit, but the gear ratio and things like that. I think I winded too fast with like a Trinidad because I was used to using a Newell 5-to-1 gear ratio. What would the skip recommend for their best reel to use for heavy jig fishing at the Coronado Island?
Well, that Trinidad, the Trinidad 20, Trinidad 30 is an awesome reel for yo-yo fishing. Talica 12, Talica 16, even a Talica 20. I like to have a spool that has a big diameter on it to keep the line pickup under control. If you were fishing deep and you have all your line out and your jig's on the bottom, you have to crank a little bit faster because your spool is smaller. So I like to keep I like a tall reel. So that Talica 20 will keep a lot of line on your reel, and you'll have way more control over your jig. But all those reels I mentioned, those work just fine. With those Trinidads, they're fast. So you don't need to crank like the wind, just nice steady, and just kind of go from there. You can stop and go, pick it up, slow it down, and that works really well.
All right, great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I had a good text. This one was from Jay in Chula Vista, and he's kind of wanting to know about the rigging of heavy flat falls and knife jigs. Do you guys like to change for heavy assist hooks? What do you like? And with the heavy bite leaders, like the 200-pound, do you need to change that leader after every fish? Or if it looks okay and the jig fishes, seems to fish okay, do you reuse it again?
I'm a huge fan of assist hooks. You know, I think those big single hooks that some people put on the lures, I don't think they get as many bites. I know they don't get as many bites, period.
You're talking like a big forged tuna hook, like not an assist hook, just like a big 7691.
Yeah, a big 7691. I've seen those, or Joe Boos. Mm-hmm. You know, they're great hooks, but I don't think they don't get as many bites as you would on that type of lure, heavy lure. So assist hooks, for sure. And as far as the heavy leader, what I do is I don't have a 3-foot heavy leader. You know, I fish a wind on, so a 25-foot leader of 200-pound mono or fluorocarbon, and I'll crimp my jig straight to the end of that. So I don't have a swivel or anything above that. It's straight wind on to my heavy lure. And you're fishing 300-pound. You don't need to change it very often.
Yeah.
You know, we've caught lots of fish without changing it. So definitely not every – I shouldn't say not every time. What I do is I check it. I get a bite, I wind my fish in, and then I check it. If it's – when you're fishing 300-pound, you can afford to have a small amount of fray because the line's so heavy.
You can afford quite a bit of fray.
Yeah, you could tow a car.
300-pound.
Yeah, you could tow a car with 300-pound. You know, so a little bit of fray is fine. Fishing that 200- or 300-pound line, a big reason for that is so you don't have to change it. You know, a lot, you know, just tying the hook on is different from having to re-crimp. If you're in the middle of a nighttime bite and you catch a fish, for you to stop and have to re-crimp your lure every single time is going to cost you some fish, you know, because sometimes those bites are short where you could catch a fish, drop down, get another one. So fishing that heavy line enables you to not have to retie every time.
You talked about your favorite nighttime rig being that Talica 25 and that 775 Calstar. Does that 200-pound wind-on attach right to the Spectra? Is there anything in between, or is it just Spectra to that 200-pound wind-on with the lure crimped on?
Yeah, Spectra with a loop tied on the end.
Because it's nighttime. You're not trying to be stealthy at all.
Yeah, and then to a wind-on, I got a 25-foot wind-on, and then right on the end of that, usually I'll start off by crimping it, and then, you know, if it gets hectic and I see a big fray in the line or it touches the boat or something and it's nighttime, I could still tie a 300-pound with a San Diego knot, and that holds up just fine, too.
Wow.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. When you pull up to the pumps, you will first notice how clean everything is. The great sound system and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into Summit Gasoline Bistro and you will meet Martha, the store manager, the heads up, the well-trained and busy staff. Check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get your discounted Everingham Live Bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. Stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. The amazing staff at Summit Gasoline are always happy to help you out. Sometimes little things make a difference, like free high-tech air for your tires, or the 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena that make it easy to pull your boat and trailer in and out. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Try them once and you'll be back. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Very busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
All right, you have a chance to go fishing with Matt on the San Diego, and or Kent Ryan Boston.
Yeah, he shows up sometimes.
Now, you guys have a schedule. Obviously, you go. Are you ever both on the boat?
No, not in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hardly see him.
You're either running it or
yeah, he usually texts me when he can drive, and that's when I take my days off.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. They're packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. How about Tony from Los Angeles up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Great.
So I have like a two-part question. The first is, what advantages do you guys think that there are fishing the knife jigs to our traditional yo-yo style jigs? And the second is, with it being so hard to get these knife and flutter style jigs nowadays, where do you guys find them at?
Well, the difference between the yo-yo jig and the knife jig is it's how it falls. And those knife jigs sink really fast. They're designed to sink fast, but they're also designed to flutter. So you get it down, get going down quick, and then you give it a little pop, and then it starts. You can start the flutter. And it's just you could fish it on the way down and fish it on the way up. Those yo-yo jigs, it's usually when the fish are higher up in the water. It seems like they get more bites. And then if the fish are laying down deep, that's when you can fish that knife jig. And as far as buying them goes, Fisherman's Landing has quite a few of them. Seaforth Tackle has some in there. But I order a lot of mine from all over the world, really. Japan, Australia.
Wow.
I've got boxes from all over the world.
Gucci.
Yeah.
I know.
And along the same lines of the same similar question, Scott from El Segundo texted, a great show with the evolution of flat falls and knife jigs. How do you choose which one to use? And is there color? Is there like weight? What's your thoughts?
And let me just throw this in there too while you're answering. Like, I know that Gavin, like, I know you catch a lot of fish on a Chrome 6X Junior, like that's still.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to throw that in the mix while you're answering that question. That like knife jigs, flat falls, responsible for tons of fish, but that doesn't mean the old dog doesn't still work great too.
Sure,
it's, the trick there, like what Matt touched on, is depth. You know, if I'm seeing the fish and size too, like. For whatever reason, that like 40 to 80 pound bluefin,
they cream it.
Oh man, they are just a sucker for that 6X Junior. And if they're in that like 15 to 20 fathom water column, like if I run up to the wheelhouse and I, you know, we're catching that size fish and I see them in that water column, whew, I know exactly what I'm grabbing.
That's what you're throwing.
Yeah. Versus, you know, with the knife jig stuff, a lot of them seeing like 30 to 40 fathoms deeper. That's when I'll be grabbing my knife jig setup.
Gotcha. Knife jig replace a flat fall for you? Is it just different?
Oh, yeah.
Are they different scenarios?
For me, it's replaced it. Yeah, I like the knife jigs. I like being able to. I don't like Matt saying is like I don't like waiting for my lure to sink. You know, I'm super impatient. So being able to like get my lure down there quick in the zone and then, you know, be able to fish it on the sink and then pump it on the way up and doing all that kind of stuff. I don't tie on flat falls really anymore. Do you still fish flat falls?
Yeah, it's the same deal. It depends on where they're at in the water column. There was, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, they were biting it right beneath the surface. You cast it downwind, pop it one time, and you get a bite. And they were biting that flat fall good because I felt like you could keep it up higher for a longer time.
What size flat fall?
I think we're fishing like a 160 or something.
Yeah,
we weren't catching big ones on it. It was like 20 to 40 pound fish.
We'll take that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For me, in that case, that's in that 6X junior.
Six X.
Yeah.
Single hook.
No, treble hook.
Treble hook.
Same thing.
Yeah, you gotta have,
just
have
a standard.
Hook on that.
Yeah.
6X junior. Just chrome.
Chrome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chrome. And they were hard to find for a little while, but I think you guys are carrying them again.
They're hard to get. Yeah. I mean, they're gettable, but you know, like I think the biggest issue is it's difficult. It's very difficult for a lure that's made in California, which all of our jigs are, to get. You know, like the chrome plating process. It's California. You know what I mean? Like it's just very difficult to get done. But it's doable. Yeah. I mean, right now we've got them, but you know that's. It's just one of those things. It's tougher for those guys to make. They can make a blue and white and a scrambled egg, you know, no problem. But getting the process of getting one chromed is just a little more difficult.
Yeah. That's one thing I get because I've used it the last few years, you know, and it's worked really good. Every once in a while, I get a text from one of my passengers of like, he just bought 10 of them. I'm like, God, man, it's hard for me to find them now.
Ten more out of the deal.
But see, I want to keep stressing, that's the importance of this captain's concept.
Exactly.
Finding out this stuff that you guys are talking about here, and it changes. I mean, there might be something different next week or next month or in 2 months, right?
Oh, it sure seems like every year there's something new.
Yeah.
And going back to what Brawla said, too, you know, flatfall gets preached so much. The bigger the better. The big giant, 300 grams, got to be glow, got to have giant hooks. 160-gram lure fished in the daytime, that's a different world from a big nighttime thing, you know.
Yeah.
But the word just gets thrown around, they're on the flatfall. But, you know, going on and seeing the video of him using that rig, those are two completely different things.
Oh, night and day. Obviously, you're fishing in the day, you're fishing at night.
Yeah.
It's way different. I got my stuff set up way different than Gavin's knife jig rod or that nighttime stuff. The 200-300-pound test, you're not fishing that where I'm fishing.
And same with us, you know, that my flatfall rod that I'll use at nighttime, you know, I don't even glance at that thing during the daytime. You know, 300-pound line and a 300-gram lure during the day.
No way.
Never dropped it in the water during the daytime. Not a chance. But as the sun goes down, and
that's it, huh?
It all changes then, yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, let's go and jump back into it.
You
Rick.
Got it. How about this time we talk to Daniel. Daniel's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. What a great show. I have a question. When it comes to a rod for throwing jigs, do we kind of use like a fast rod or extra fast or a more parabolic rod? You know, any recommendations?
Are you talking surface irons?
Yes, yes.
Really depends on your casting style, in my opinion. I like to fish in a lure, but there's guys who like to fish a slower, softer rod. Just depends on your casting style. How big you are is a like how tall and how strong you are is a big factor. If you're a shorter, smaller guy, a slower kind of softer rod is going to be easier for you to cast than like a big beefy Alua that I fish. I get that thing moving pretty quickly, but it really just depends on your casting style.
I think that's well said.
Yeah.
A parabolic rod is going to, you know, it's going to aid in casting, and that when you're, you know, when the rod is loaded up behind you, you've got more of the rod loaded, and then when it comes forward, you got more of it pushing the lure off of the tip. But then when it comes time to pulling on the fish, you know, the opposite applies. The harder you pull on that rod, the more it bends. So, you know, nowadays, like a surface iron rod is being asked to do so many more things than it was 10 years ago. Like a long time ago, you wanted to cast a Taddy 45 a really long way and then wind in a yellowtail. And if you hooked a 25-pound yellowtail, it was a little more tough than it was to catch a 12-pounder, but that was kind of the extent of it. Now, that same rod, you might try to land a 100-pound bluefin on. So, you know, Brawla said it best, like it just depends a little bit on your body, how you cast, and what you're trying to do with it. Because a Barracuda calico bass rod could be greatly different than what you want to try and target a bluefin with a surface iron on.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump back into him this time, talk to Cliff calling from Santa Barbara. Good morning, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Cliff?
Great.
Good, good. Yeah. My question is, I know you guys are talking about about surface fishing with the irons, and well, my question is, what do you guys think about using the hookup baits fishing for yellowtails? Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
They definitely work. They definitely have a time and a place. Seems like late spring, like early summer, we do catch quite a few of those yellowtail on the hookup baits. And actually, you can have a really good day at the Coronado Islands when the bass are biting. You catch a mixed bag of everything. It really just depends on how deep they are. If we're fishing shallow, you stand a shot. The only issue I have with it is if you fish the Coronado Islands before, you've probably dealt with a sea lion or two. And you usually have to fish the hookup baits on a lighter fishing pole, and you lose a lot to the sea lions fishing that lighter gear.
Yeah, versus like if you're fishing a yo-yo,
yeah,
you can wind those
40
guys
pound,
in.
You can get them in.
Highly recommend the yo-yo versus that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. All right, Ricky, great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah,
you have a great text.
I do have a text for Gavin. It says, this was Darren from Capistrano Beach. The Pacific Queen website shows that damn near all of your trips are sold out all summer. I really want to come fishing with you guys. How do I book a trip?
Yeah, you know, that's just part of it now. You know, we fill up well in advance. We posted our schedule for the first half of the year was posted by August, I would say. Of this last year, it was posted for 2022, and then we finished our schedule and had the rest of it posted up in October. You know, in the last couple of years, the boat fills up sooner and sooner and quicker, so, you know, you just got to get it way in advance. I know a lot of our springtime trips are still open. Our you know, main summertime trips are mostly sold out, I believe, but the springtime, last year, April, was one of the best months for fishing of the year, you know. And, you know, I looked the other day, our first couple of trips in April are full, but we have plenty of room, April, May, to get on the boat. And if, you know, if anything shows like the last couple of years, that's some of the best fishing of the year.
Best fishing of the year.
And I'll tell you one thing, that if it's anything like the last couple of years, it was fantastic fishing. And the second that fish does show, all of those trips will be gone.
Yeah.
So if you want that opportunity, book one right now. I mean, what's the worst case that's going to happen? You're going to go fishing on a great boat with a great crew, and, you know, you guys are very good at catching what's available to catch, whether that be great yellowtail fishing at an island or great bluefin offshore, whatever it might be. Like, there's some good fishing to be had.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we have a really good clientele of regulars that come on the boat 10 to 15 times a year, and they're already booked. You know, mm-hmm. I get texts from our anglers, hey, I got, you know, 15 trips this year. And guys that you know, don't chase the fish counts or wait till the last minute. The guys that just book trips and go fishing, they have some slow ones, but man, they have some good ones. Most of the time, I can't tell you how many times, if you look at my calendar, my logbook, you know, it's like terrible, 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 and then phenomenal day of fishing, and then terrible, terrible, phenomenal, phenomenal, you know. So
yeah.
You know, the
time on the water.
Number one question I get is like, when should I go? And I'm, you know, you just got to book some trips. And man, if you get two slow ones and one really good one, that's good.
Same thing on the San Diego, right, Matt?
Oh yeah, just book your trip. You just got to go fishing. If you're trying to fish the fish counts, you're going to be late.
Yeah, it's a good call.
And the same thing, you guys are hugely popular, so the boat just it books up.
It's going to be game
time. You're limiting now on.
35,
and you're sticking with that.
We're sticking with
it. That's awesome.
It's nice.
Do you like it?
I like it.
Yeah.
I was worried at first, but it's way better for everyone. We're actually taking more crew members now, less people, so you get more attention from the crew. There's a lot of room, and it's just very comfortable.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good text here, and thanks to everybody. And we can only get to so many texts. We've got like 100 texts today, so very, very popular, guys. But good morning. Pacific Queen and the San Diego are two of the most successful sport boats in Southern California. What is the main thing that each of you attribute your success? That's a good question. Rex and Santa Margarita, thanks for that.
I try as hard as I can every single day.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a great answer.
Yep. You know, a lot of, you know, like Matt, we're buddies. You know, right now, but when it comes to fishing, like, I'm going to catch more than him every single day.
First, most, and biggest.
Yeah, first, most, and biggest, you know, and I just, it's all I've done. I can speak for both of us. It's just our passion, and we, you know, there's times where you could be lazy and what, you know, and we're just not. We just try as hard as we can, full throttle, every single day. Okay. And that's it right there.
Yeah,
and our crews, man. It's not us. The crew on my boat, the crew on Matt's boat is I couldn't do what I do without my crew. That's not a chance, you know.
Yeah, the crew makes the boat for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just as important to the Pacific Queen as my crew. You know, most of my guys have worked on the boat at least 3, 4 years, 5 years. And, you know, it's just like a well-oiled machine at this point. You know, everybody does their job. Everybody wants to be the best. And we just try as hard as we can as a whole every trip, every day.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And you look at, I mean, It's a count show, right? I mean, you guys just like, is that same with you, Matt? It's like,
yeah,
just
we try our hardest. Yeah, I hate losing. I'm not a good loser, so I'm trying to win every day, and I'm extremely competitive when it comes to that. So I'm trying my hardest the whole time.
There's sometimes you don't get back to C4 Sport Fishing till late because you tried the hardest,
I
right?
I think I hold the record. I think we tied up at 10:15 or something.
Yikes! Yeah.
And that's... It goes beyond just catching the most amount of fish.
Totally,
you know, that's a small part of the operation. You know, when keeping up the boat, you know, to the highest standards is huge. And we do, you know, I probably have the oldest sport boat there is in this harbor. You know, and we try and do our best to keep the boat nice. Customer service is by far more important than catching fish. You know, we have terrible trips, just like everybody does. But when we have a terrible trip and our people are getting off the boat and they're like, "Yeah, I had a great time. I can't wait till our next trip." You know, like that. That's important to us.
That's the W.
You know, that's huge.
The fishing
you know,
is the bonus.
Yeah, if we go out and we catch a million fish and everybody's happy, everybody's
happy.
That's
easy.
Yeah,
that's
easy. You know, that what separates, I think, you know, the men from the boys is when, you know, you have an all-around operation, which I think we have, both myself and Matt, where, you know, we have a huge regular base of people that come out all the time, and it's way more than just catching the most fish, you know. That's a huge part of it, but it's not all of it.
Sam Patello always had my favorite line, like, "We wish nothing but success on the entire fleet. Like, we want everybody to catch a bunch as long as we catch one more." Hey, well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump right back into those. This time talking to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Hey, what I was wondering about, what is the difference in using a fluorescent coated lure and that dropping down, you know, to one that's not... is there a difference on that?
Glow, like the glow versus the not glow?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. It's more of a feel thing. You could spend your time glowing your jig. That's not going to get you the bite. It just needs to be down there. Actually, Gavin, you have a lure that was looked like a sinker.
Yeah, I've never, you know, I've fished glow in the dark lures, but I've never held a flashlight.
You don't have like
up
a
to
flashlight. A, yeah.
No, I think your time is way more spent better, you know, fishing the lure than trying to glow it. I've had lures that we've caught a bunch of fish. We had one on the boat for a long time. I don't know how we never lost it, but it was just a piece of lead. You know, bluefin have these lateral lines on the sides of their body where I think more so they're just feeling the vibration of the lure working its way through the water. You know, and the glow on the jigs is great, and I think if you feel like it helps you and you're more confident in it, I think you should do it for sure. It's just not something that I use or think is important at all.
It doesn't make or break it, that's for sure.
When it first became very popular, we would always sell out of glow jigs first because that's, you know, fishermen, everybody wants the cool-looking thing. And, like, the coolest glow that also looked like a bait fish, that would go first. And then the other ones that were more funky that were glow, they would go next. And then as soon as you ran out of those, it was nothing but non-glow ones. And then the bite would get even better as the season got going. And then it was like, oh, man, this red and white one, which is the funkiest color, it was the last one available, but that's when they were biting the best, and it's, oh, this is the best thing. Like, it definitely showed, like, when we, you know, last year was hard to get a lot of things, and when you ran out of this color, it made no difference.
One thing I'd say is with a lot of tackle, you know, a lot of tackle is made to catch fishermen, you know, not fish. I don't, you know, I think color on a lot of lures I don't think makes a huge difference. No, yeah. I think... it might play a small factor in some things, but more oftentimes than not, it's how you're fishing it and the angler that's fishing it is way more important than the color of the lure.
Yeah, and that's thanks a lot for the call, but that's the kind of concepts you can get from Captain's Concepts. Is that's what your goal is to make the angler better, right?
Yeah, for sure, exactly.
Yeah, and that stuff, that's valuable stuff.
Huge.
It's such
huge.
important stuff. And not so much going into the tackle store and buying the stuff, but when you go into the tackle store, you're buying the right stuff, right?
And you're not trying to sell a guy tackle. Like, that's the thing, you know, that info is not coming from somebody that's trying to sell you something. Like, you're already one of our guys. We want to give, you know, we want to keep you coming back month after month after month. We want you to buy it for the year, like... You know, you're not trying to sell them anything. Like, you're just trying to, you know, you're providing the info all the time. I love it.
Yeah, neither one of us are attached to any brands or companies. You know, I use a little bit of everything.
Totally.
I use some of this, some of that. You know, I think this works the best from this company. This, you know, we're not
no affiliation.
We're not pushing a product. We're just telling you what we think is the best.
All right. Let's try and sneak in another one.
Real quick text from Aaron Marie of San Clemente. Got a question for Captain Gavin. I'm a fisher girl. I can hold my own just fine on the boats. But are there any bunks available on the boat that offer a little bit more privacy? And is it possible to reserve them ahead of time?
I can't speak for all the boats, but for the Pacific Queen, yeah, we have our stateroom area is five rooms each has their own bunk, or two bunks per room. So, and yeah, you can reserve your own room or your own bunk in advance through the landing. When you call the landing, you can do that. And you have
perfect
to reserve it through the landing. And for the most part, we've had times in the past where we'll have a girl on the boat or a kid or something, and they didn't get one of those staterooms. And I always do my best to try and coerce whoever has a room, like, hey, would you mind giving up your stateroom for this lady or with this, you know, small kid with her parents. So,
when it's busy, maybe, and you can't guarantee, but you always do your best to make it work out the best that it can.
If you call in early, you can reserve them in advance to the landing. But if you don't do that, I always just try to do my best. And usually fishermen on the boat are all super nice, and there's always somebody that's willing to give up his stateroom to a woman or to, you know, a dad and a young daughter or something. They're usually willing to give it up.
Sure. But two people per stateroom.
Yeah, two people per stateroom.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
Cool. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on board the San Diego. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time to find out who's going fishing on board a trip on the San Diego. We got all our callers lined up. We got all the texters lined up. We're going to, Matt, flip a coin, see if we can figure out who the winner is. You
all
do
right,
it, man.
Flip it
do
up.
It, do it. All right, it is the texter this week.
Texter.
So congratulations to Darren in San Juan Capistrano. You get to go fishing with Matt, man. He made
How about
the flip.
That, huh?
Come on
out. Yeah. All right. Well, Captain's Concepts, guys,
this was
what
great.
A phenomenal show and a lot of great participation for our audience. Thanks you very, very much for that. Sorry we weren't able to get to everybody. We just can't. But the best way to do that is subscribe to Captain's Concepts. Try it for a month for $25, right?
Yeah, check us out.
Yeah. You get all the different – like if you – buy a month's worth, you get all the previous videos right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you get all
you get
everything
access
that
to everything.
We've posted so far, but you know, you want to stay subscribed because you'll get all the current stuff. If you're fishing this summer, you'll get all the current stuff, exactly what's going on. So like Rick was saying, you don't end up buying the wrong stuff at the tackle shop. You know what to buy the right stuff, and you're you know, you're staying two steps ahead of everybody else that's on the boat.
You're not showing up and finding out that the bait's small and you need stealthy hooks, or showing up and finding out that, hey, it's on the jig and, all those jigs are sold out. Like, you're getting that info the second that trend happens.
You get
to find out about it from you guys every week.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can sign up for the year and get 10% off.
Oh, there you go, yeah. And I think if you just subscribe for a month, you're going to be hooked and you're just going to stay with them because you're going to find out. This is really valuable information.
It's straight dope, man. Yeah, really good info.
Very few people drop off once they've signed up and got in on the content. We've had a few people that have dropped off. You know, some of that I would expect, just wintertime, nothing's going on. But for the most part, super positive feedback. Thanks for the guys that subscribed, that called in today. That definitely helps out. So I think everybody will enjoy it.
Good, good. So how do we do it? How do we subscribe?
You could check us out on Instagram or Facebook, Captain's Concepts. You can get a link from there, or just type in Captain's Concepts. You can find us there on Patreon. You can go to the Patreon app. You can download that on your phone and find us there, Captain's Concepts.
All right. Very good. Captain's Concept. Yeah, and like we said, Ricky's Googled it. It'll come right up. Captain's Concepts. And of course, good luck on the San Diego. Matt, running every day out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Bring it on.
And April 1st on the Pacific Queen.
April 1st.
All right. Thanks, guys. And thank you all again for a great participation here. We're going to be doing it again tomorrow. A couple of great captains coming in tomorrow, too. Captain Marcus Medak and Adam from the New Loan will be here. Yeah. Double up here. And now, that's going to be a great show. And they'll have completely different concepts. But stay tuned. Tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.